are looking to put the spotlight on the field of optometry. Dr. Barbara Helms to do just that, a practicing optometrist for two decades, graduate of Fair State University's College of Optometry, and, doing good things when it comes to service and optometry. So good that you are here, Dr. Barbara Helms.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Sherry, you ready to rock and roll with the conversation as I reintroduce you, Sherry Hooper, with Argy Financial Group, and I know you have a relationship with the optometrists in the area as well. So before I get into that, let's put the spotlight on Dr. Helms. Dr. Helms, congratulations. Are you ready to receive an award?
Yeah, actually, we received a wonderful surprise and honor through Loke's Celebration Cinema. I didn't really know anything about this award until I got a call that we were nominated for the award. And then I didn't really pay too much attention until I got a call that we actually were one of the finalists. And that's when I really started paying attention. And we were up against 14 other Grand Rapids businesses. And at one point it went to a public vote. And that's where my patience really kicked in and gave me a lot of support. And we ended up winning it. So it's been a huge, huge honor.
And I think the key word here is service.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Toot your horn.
So what happens, the way I think it happens, is all of Loke's employees are able to nominate businesses when they feel they've gotten red carpet service. So we'll call her Lisa. I don't want to break any HIPAA violations. But a patient came in, and she went back to work and nominated Helms Optical for the award. And then I guess there must be hundreds of nominees, so there's a board that whittles them down to the finalists. So that's how we ended up getting it. So, yeah.
Would you agree, Sherry, that service is part of Dr. Helms' style?
I definitely agree with that. I've been in her office several times and have had nothing but the best service all the way through. They make you really feel like you're part of the family, and that as soon as you walk in that door, they approach you very kindly, and you really don't wait very long at all, and the process has been very positive.
Well, let's use our time to talk about service and to talk about optometry, and Argy does work with many optometrists. Take it away, Sherry.
Thank you. Well, I just had a few questions here for Dr. Helms, and I wanted to get started with what drew you towards optometry?
Well, you have to admit the eyes are incredibly fascinating organs, and I remember growing up, I don't know if all kids do this, but I remember walking around with my eyes closed thinking about how cool it was to be able to see and how much more difficult it was, and I think that was my early fascination. I also started wearing glasses at a young age and had great experience with my optometrist.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Well, I just had a few more questions here for you. So how has technology improved early detection of eye health?
Well, being able to see the retina is really important. And long ago, we used to just look through the pupil to see the retina. And that's kind of looking at a room through a keyhole. You can't see much of it. You can see in, but you can't see much. Recently, though, the OptiMap has become available. And the OptiMap allows me to take a digital image of the retina. So that's kind of like walking in the room and actually flipping the light on. I can see it all. It's in your permanent file as a frame of reference. So that's a great way to be able to pick up any pathology early on.
So that leads right into that next question that I had about having tests that can be done to determine whether or not you need this exam. Are there any other types of tests that go along with that?
Well, it's really, there's not a lot you can do at home to kind of test your child. There's nothing that takes the place of an exam. Certainly there are certain things that you want to look for, like, you know, squinting or if your child's getting too close to the TV, obvious signs. But a lot of the problem with not getting your eyes checked is a lot of the things that the problems that occur, the eye isn't fully developed until you're about 12 years old. So early on, you end up with problems and you can't pick them up on your own.
Wow. And before we continue, where are you located?
I'm actually on the Beltline, right behind the Twisted Rooster restaurant.
Ooh, they have great macaroni and cheese. I understand. Sherry.
Yes, so if we just continue with the next question, I just wondered, once you determine a child is in need of eyewear, what is the best way to introduce them to glasses so it doesn't seem so scary to them?
Well, that's a great part about today is glasses are really fashionable. They're in style. So generally speaking, kids want to wear glasses. Now and then I'll run into someone that, you know, really fights it. But for the most part, they've got friends usually that wear glasses. So it's actually pretty easy.
Yeah, I just was talking to you when we were off air about my nephew coming in recently. I got to see his glasses this past week, and I think they were black and green. He felt really cool in them. Were they a particular brand that draws kids in?
Yeah, sometimes not. Some kids are more into the sports, the Nike frames, the Adidas frames, and then others, your little girls, they like the purple and pink. So
oh yeah.
So on the average, how frequently should a child come in for checkup?
Every year. Actually, I like to start seeing kids about the time they go to school. Unfortunately, most schools will require that you have some sort of eye exam or screening prior to even starting school. So every year from kindergarten on.
Talking eye care and more with my guest in studio, Dr. Barbara Helms, along with financial advisor Sherry Hooper. Your organization you work with is what's your...
Helms Family Optical.
That's you.
Yeah, that's
yes.
me.
Jerry, ask another question.
Great. Okay, so what's important for someone in their 20s or potentially going off to college to know about maintaining their eye care?
That's a great question because it's my college-age kids, or students, I should say, that start to really get into bad habits with their contact lenses. So they end up wearing their contact lenses late into the evening studying, and then they fall asleep in them, and then they wake up in the morning, and they think because they didn't have a problem, everything's fine, until one day they wake up and they have a corneal ulcer and they're in pain. And so, yeah, contact lens wearers, college-age kids tend to...
What's the treatment for an ulcer?
It depends on the type of ulcer. It can be bacterial. It can be a sterile ulcer, but generally antibiotics several times a day. Yeah.
Sherry, do you wear contacts or glasses?
I do wear contacts, yeah. And Dr. Helms has been on me about, I don't mean to, but she always has a great plan, and she has just replaced my contacts with something newer and better, so talk to her about it. Yeah. She'll have some great answers.
Yeah. What else is on your mind?
Well, I have a few more questions if we continue. I just wanted to know, is there a magic age when someone may need bifocals or begins to see a change in that prescription?
There actually kind of is a magic age. It varies from person to person. But for the most part, around 40 is when people start to come in and say that their arms are getting too short and they're really struggling with their up-close vision.
And is that, I mean, what's happening physiological? Is that just a normal aging process?
It is. We start out with I refer to it as an automatic zoom camera system. Our eye can focus to different distances. But as we approach 40, the distance that you can see tends to get a little bit further out. So if you have a correction on for distance, up close tends to be a problem.
Can't contacts take care of both?
We try. Technology, they're always working on. There are definitely bifocal contact lenses, and they can work for some people. It's always a compromise. So if you're going to wear a bifocal contact lens, I have a lot of patients that are very successful with them, but there is always going to be a little bit of a compromise, yes.
You bet.
We've talked quite a bit about the younger child or the adolescent. We've talked about the college-age child. Let's move into the seniors. Can you describe some of the changes for eye care that seniors might be going through or some of the tests that could be done or perhaps even the most common diseases that you see for the seniors and maybe how they can prevent it?
Sure. Typically, people ultimately will get cataracts. That's the most common.
Yeah, they say that's...
If you live long enough, yeah, you're going to get cataracts because the lens in your eye, the cells aren't regenerated like the rest of your body, so ultraviolet exposure increases cataract formation. That's probably the most common. We watch every age, every exam, I check pressures for glaucoma. I watch for macular degeneration. Those are the big ones. It can be an age-related, but also a very common problem now is dry eye. Mm. We're seeing a lot of dry eye.
And again, I guess go into the physiological, why would we have a dry eye?
There can be several causes of dry eye, but most commonly the oil, the lipid layer that covers the cornea and prevents evaporation and spillover becomes not produced as much. There are glands around your eye, it's called meibomian glands, oil-producing glands, and they become kind of stagnant.
Okay, so let's talk about families on a budget. Okay, so what is the typical cost of maybe a pair of glasses or a pair of contacts?
That's where the financial advisor come in. I mean, obviously, you try to work with all types.
Oh, of insurance?
Of insurance and those who can, you know, you pay what you can get?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have frames that are inexpensive. We have frames that are very, you know, designer. So when people come in, we try to really work with them on if they're looking for something that's super stylish or if they're working on a budget, we try to work around that, definitely.
And I guess just to follow up on a question, when's the first time you should take your little one in for an eye check?
Generally speaking, your primary care physician is going to be watching them early on, the pediatrician, for any obvious changes. But I like to really start seeing kids right before they start school, right before kindergarten, 4 or 5 years old.
I know I asked Sherry the same question because in her business of a financial advisor, you become part of the family too. You're part of the relationship. You would want to be with a child or a patient as long as possible, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as you become part of our family, right?
Yes, yeah. That's part of the whole service thing. When people come in the office, I really like them to walk in and just have a warm feeling throughout the entire process, from the time that they're greeted at the front desk, throughout the exam process, looking at frames, so that when they walk out the door, they feel like they've had a really, really positive experience. And then, I do become really attached to my patients. Yeah.
That's cool. What else, Sherry?
Well, and just kind of going with that question, don't you find that you do kind of work with all families? I mean, if a mom comes in, she's going to bring her kids in, the husband's going to come in. You really build a full family relationship, and generally you're with them for several years.
Yes, absolutely. I have many families that I've been seeing for, I don't know, 20-some years. And, yeah, word of mouth is actually huge for me, and that just spreads among the families. So, yes, I do see a lot of extended families.
The one thing that we haven't touched on is vision insurance. Do you find that most families have vision insurance? And what is it that they should look for when choosing if they have that opportunity to choose? I realize some come from group mm-hmm. coverage, but what are some of the best coverages or insurance companies?
Well, first of all, we do take most optical and most medical insurances. And if you have the opportunity or the luxury to choose between insurances, my recommendation would be to come in the office and let my staff help you. I mean, they can actually go through each insurance plan with you and let you know which is going to be the better option for you. It's hard. I mean, all optical insurance or all insurances, it's difficult to pick which you want. There's so many variables. But my staff is really, I mean, they know the ins and outs of all the insurances. So.
Do you deal with sports injuries?
I do. I deal with a lot of injuries, yes. Basketball injuries, mm-hmm. racquetball injuries, and sportswear, mm-hmm. actually, that's a good point, is really important. Racquetball, I saw a retinal detachment not long ago from a racquetball injury. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And again, I'll throw it back to you, Sherry, as a financial advisor. These are the type of, paying for insurance and having an emergency health care fund I would trust would be part of my savings.
Yes, of course. That's ultimately something that I include in every budget and really leads into that question that I have for Dr. Helms is I know that I feel that it's very important to have that medical, that eye doctor type of cost built into the budget. Would you also agree or talk to your patients perhaps even about having that budget area for eye care?
Yeah, I find that patients that have insurance, I think it's really important because patients that have insurance do tend to come in on an annual basis, which is what's recommended. People that don't have insurance tend to, you know, if it's coming out of their pocket, they're going to procrastinate and put it off. So I think it's really important to plan it in your budget. And if you have the opportunity to have optical insurance, I think it's really important, yes.
So how do you keep up the reputation of being awarded the Celebrity Service Award? How will you be bigger and better as this year? I guess, how will you prove your service?
Well, I hope that all of my employees, which are fantastic, I have 4 employees, and they are great with patients, and they roll out the red carpet when patients walk in, not literally, obviously, but they're amazing with my patients. And when I hire someone, it's difficult for me to open my office up to employees. They really have to, you know, be the right person and be that caring person.
Great. How do we find more information about your services?
Well, you can log on to my website, helmsoptical.com. I'll actually be launching a new one here in just the next few days. Or give us a call at 365-2020. I made that nice and easy. You could remember, you see 2020, 365 days a year.
You bet. Good enough?
Sounds great. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much
Thank you very much.